Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francis appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Get this week stuck out of here.
Yeah, it's great to have with us a Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten. Blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal. It's opening day. The birds start to sing. The trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a Happy New Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good. And it goes on and on. Whatever. And then there's another line in there.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
I think we found the tagline for this Red Sox season. 98.5 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985 in the Town Fair Tire Studios. And I don't know if there's just a lowered level of testosterone after the big swing and Johnson of John Wallach on Friday taking over the big chair. I mean, the intimidation must be just through the roof for you guys. I mean, having to deal with, you know, such a massive presence there. I heard that he was a very commanding. There's nothing but great positive tweets towards John.
Insufferable is a word that comes to mind, Rich.
Rich, I got wall-dicked a couple of times. And the thing was, every time he wall-dicked
really?
Me. Well, he wall-dicked me like, let me just finish my point and then you can talk. And no, listen, the show went well. I think Dan could agree. It wasn't too bad, right, Dan?
No, it was good. It was John Wallach.
It was a very positive show.
I heard part of the last hour, and I thought that, I'm highly entertained when Wallach's in the head chair. But I do. I like hearing him, you know, be all Captain Cocky, and I just imagine him swinging it like a cane when he comes on in. And
that's right.
Sitting on down and putting everyone in their place. And I heard everything went really smoothly at the beginning of the show, and then it kind of, you know, everything went even smoother as it went on. But I'm a big fan of Waldick in the Big Johnson chair. To be quite honest, it's way more entertaining than it should be. And I'm sorry, it's just going to be a massive letdown seeing that he's gone now. And because I know that he would have a lot of things to say about this amazing sports weekend. By the way, that Dick Flavin clip, I'm going to play it 1,000 times today. I was so pissed that Friday on opening day that I was gone. So I'm just going to make up for lost time because that's one of my favorite clips.
Well, I don't think we got Truck Day this year, and he's usually there. I think you've been down there, Rich, right? For Truck Day, trying to get cheers going.
I did it this year.
Oh, was it this year? Okay.
He was there, and I helped him out with one of his poems. He was there, and he started into a poem, and I think it was right when they had gotten rid of Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
And it was like the most depressing Truck Day ever. It was, I mean, listen, Truck Day is obviously fairly depressing in the first place over the last couple of years, but this one was definitely, it was like the day, I think, that they had announced that they were getting rid of Mookie Betts, and like they had, oh God, Manny Del Carmen throw, you know,
that's
handing
my boy
up mini,
from my pocket.
Like little. That's right. That's right. He's one of your guys. That's right. You guys used to hang out.
No, we played ball together in Little League and South Shore All Star Leagues, all that. Yeah, kid was a baller.
Okay, so Manny,
I just wanted to bring up one more thing about Wallach. Sorry.
Oh, I do too.
He did it. Sure. So obviously the Jamal Adams trade happened, and we'll get into the Jamal Adams stuff later. But we were talking about, like, I was just saying, hey, they should just trade him. He's like, I got to get 2 first round picks for him. This weekend, we all texted each other, him, Mike Lockhart. He is still bragging, I told you so, still on text from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So he is riding high from Friday's show.
So, you, Joe, you got a couple of let me finishes?
I got a couple of Waldicks.
Did you get this at all? Did you get this?
Yes. Because
this is my...
I got the one finger. Yes.
When you get the one finger, it is like, dude, really? The one finger? Okay, every now and then. But
Rich is on remote, so like we don't even...
That's true.
You know, so it's just like, hey, we just got to butt in sometimes. Ted Johnson, of course, here today. Super Bowl champ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. By the way, Ted Johnson here in studio.
Up,
thank you, Teddy J, for coming in. Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of me just like a battering ram because I don't have the one finger. You know, I can't see you guys. Although I could go onto Twitch, I'm sure, and check out the amazing footage there. Nick gets a nice little pants tent every time I mention that Twitch.tv because that's his job. Although he's working double duty this morning, but this weekend we'll get into a bunch of the specifics, but. How great did it feel just to have the TV on all weekend?
Good.
Like, it's one of the first weekends in, like, forever where you had the fish tank on constantly. Mm-hmm. And for you, Joe Murray, how many bets did you have this weekend? There was so much going on.
I had 3 on the MLS game for the Revs. And then a couple of...
Ooh, what an action-packed extravaganza this postseason's been for the Revs.
That's right. Hey, listen, I finished 6-2 in bets for the Revs. We had WNBA action this weekend. Lifshatz went like 3-1 in baseball yesterday. So, yeah, we were rolling. And this week we got the NBA coming up. So, like, once the NBA comes and then we get hockey and we're going to be having, like, probably 10 bets a day, I think.
It goes from 4 months of just nothing to all of a sudden you got sensory overload. More than you can handle coming up.
And I agree. And I agree with you, Rich. Like, I actually went out for – I wanted to go watch the Sox game Friday night. So I was out in the establishment. I was watching it on TV. People were out. They were in their Red Sox gear. Mm-hmm. They pounded. Everyone's like, oh, they're going to be good this year. You should have saw it. It was like this, hey, maybe they're not that bad. And then Saturday we had to be better. We get the be better weekend.
Oh, okay. We'll get into that a little bit too because that must be discussed. By the way, I mentioned this on Thursday when you and Dan Lifshatz were in studio. There really is nothing better than waking up on a Saturday morning and just seeing the money bag emojis tweeted to me you and Dan Lifshatz when I've bet on some Korean soccer game, which I have no idea when it's happening or who's playing or what I even bet. All I know is that when Dan Lifshatz or you just goes like, dude, you won against, what was it, I forget what time.
It was this
something
weekend.
Like that. But I don't care. I don't even.
I'll tell you this, though. So we do our Saturday show, the Bankroll Boys show, 7 a.m. on Saturdays. And before the show even started, the game went over, Rich. So we were already throwing dollar signs out before we were even on the air. It was 2.5 goals. It went over early in it. And it's a great day. And there might be a great update regarding sports betting that we can get into later on the show.
Yeah. That's some pretty good news. I saw that as well. It was wild because you had that. Obviously you had... you had baseball, which we'll get into some of that, and obviously the NBA, you got to see what the bubble is kind of going to look like. That's interesting. I don't know how much better they could have done. I thought it was pretty good. It's still weird. It's going to be weird, but I kind of like what they're doing with that. And then there was like all sorts of weird fringe stuff, like the lacrosse league. Did you hear about what happened? First of all, the Boston Cannons like won the championship.
Yeah, they won.
But did you hear how they? This is so random, but the story's so crazy. Did you hear how they ended up winning it?
No, I didn't.
So I guess that there was supposed to be a semifinal, but too many people were tested positive for COVID on two of the teams.
No.
So there ended up not even being a semifinal, just a final. So like two of the teams that were, well, the team was supposed to play the Boston Cannons and the team that I think was supposed to play, I think it might've been Philadelphia or I don't know, whatever like that. Or I don't even know who the other team was. They just forfeited because there was like a COVID outbreak. And so the Boston Cannons just ended up winning a game. So there was no final four. It just went from 8-2 and then they ended up winning the entire championship.
Wow. So are we going to get a Zoom video parade? What kind of parade are we going to have to celebrate this?
Rucker's going to be on the front duck boat. Ruck, head of the PR for the Boston Cannons. Hey, would you mind tweeting this out for me, man? Big Cannons game. Mr. Rucker was on top of it this weekend. So, yeah, he's covered in PBR, I'm sure, and as are the rest of the players on that team. But it's going to be a interesting week because not only you got everything that running, but you've got the NFL. You know, Cam Newton's going to be in Gillette today. We got Teddy J in studio, which, of course, he's the guy we want to talk to about all of that and so much more. And then we've got Jeff Howe. He's going to be updating us on all that. Chris Cotillo on what a disaster this season is going to be. And we have to get into a member of the Nesson Media scolding.
Oh, yeah.
One of our own at 98.5 The Sports Hub. A guy that I kind of like. I don't mind this guy from Nesson. But, man, oh, did it just turn into one of my favorite. Sometimes you hate Twitter, and sometimes you live for Twitter. And this weekend was one of those times where just watching the responses to this guy from Nesson was just phenomenal, phenomenal entertainment. So we'll get to all of that and everything else, and we'll get you all clued in with what happened last night right after this.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray, Teddy J all in studio, and this condensed baseball season, losing a series is kind of like losing three. So what does that mean when you lose a series to the biggest joke in Major League Baseball?
That's hit well, right field, way back, and it is gone into the bullpen, and the Orioles add two more with more clutch two-out hitting. This time, Anthony Santander out of the house.
Who's that guy? I already like him.
I don't know. What was that in the background? Was that, sound like bees?
Let me hear that again. Let me listen to the background.
That's hit well, right field, way back, and it is gone into the bullpen. And the Orioles...
Right? It's like they're all being attacked by a swarm of, like, hornets. Like, or it's either that or it's like that vuvuzela that was out there. Like whenever you see one of these soccer games, and that, by the way, when the Revs had, you know, some of the fake noise that was being pumped in, they used a lot of that, and that was annoying. Like there's nothing worse than like the din of a soccer game when they have those stupid those big long plastic tubes, the vuvuzelas, I think that's what they call them. But that, what were they thinking there? As a matter of fact, did you hear that the Dodgers players complained about the volume of the noise that was being pumped in at the stadium? And they were like, all right, cool, we'll turn it off. Fine, great. We don't need that. We're not dumb. And I just keep saying that. Like, they obviously think that we're dumb. And there's some very smart programmers who I'm sure did a ton of research to figure out just how dumb we are and how they can capitalize on it. But I guarantee you, it's like, because when they're not, when no action's happening and, you know, they're just standing around and, you know, waiting to walk up to bat, there's that kind of comforting background noise of the crowd. I'm almost kind of fine with that. Like, that part's all right. But anytime that there's action and someone presses the action button, like, to get the place all, like, hype, it's embarrassing in all of these sports.
I thought I heard, I was watching the TV broadcast, and later on I was listening to the radio broadcast of the Red Sox game yesterday, and I felt like on the TV broadcast that when, I think it was Iglesias, they hit that first home run, yeah. The first home run in the game, that I felt like a little bit of crowd cheering, just very subtle, just in the background, was played for that hit. And then I was listening to the rest of the game, and where somebody hit a home run, and I felt like, are they pumping in like a subtle cheer of the crowd on the TV broadcast? I feel like they were, at least on the TV broadcast, pumping in sound after a big, you know, hit, particularly home runs.
So there's like you can hear subtle "Let's go Red Sox" chants in the background that they've got programmed. Like, I want to see the button. Like in radio, you know, there's like screens that you have. You know, when you play little clips, even like I do sometimes, there's like a screen full of clips that are all labeled something. I just wonder if there's like ones that are just like "Yeehaw, way to go, yeah. Red Sox chant," well, and they just throw in the Tom Werner in there out of nowhere.
Let's go Red Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
Like louder than everything else.
No Red Sox.
Just to see if people are paying attention.
I love that Tom had to say it like four times before the first person actually chimed in with him on that.
Oh, man.
But it was bad. I thought it was bad. Like, Andrew Benintendi grounded into a double play and they actually cheered. Like, they must have just hit like the wrong button. Like, again, the opening night, it was like, I don't know, something happened. Like, they gave up a hit or whatever. And then, like, all of a sudden I hear like cheering for like the other team. It was just, it was very uncomfortable. At one point, again, I was out at a bar. They had the, a restaurant bar. But they were out, and, like, literally you could hear, like, cheering. I'm like, oh, wow, the crowd's going wild for this one. It was actually embarrassing.
So do we think they're playing the sound in the stadium as well as on the broadcast?
They are. They are. It's a mix. As a matter of fact, I mean, that's why the Dodgers were complaining, is because it was over the speakers. And I've heard them test. Like, there's been some reporters who have been there during the preseason when they were testing out the crowd noise. And so let's say, you know, someone in the Red Sox hits a home run, you hear it over the speakers and it kind of goes all over and that way. But there's also the broadcast portion of it, like that din, as I said, you know, the constant crowd noise that they have. But, man,
I was going to say, Fox is trying to, like, implement actual fans in the stands. I didn't watch the Saturday broadcast on Fox or whatever, but they're trying to, like, digitally put people in the stands.
You know what's weird? I saw them do that. Like, I saw the clip of them. Like, they showed you, which was kind of neat. They converted an empty stadium. They showed a shot of the empty seats, and then they switched it to being filled with people. And the scary part was the people looked real. Hmm. Like, it didn't look creepy, which was really unsettling, because you almost, like, part of your brain wants you to know that these are not real. Like, you want them to look fake or dead-eyed, like the kids in the Polar Express movie. Yeah. But they weren't. They looked like real fans, and I didn't like that. Like, that part of it, there's nothing good about the fake fans. You don't need that. Like, out of all the things, like, you don't need to sucker me into thinking that what's going on around me is—it's depressing, to be quite honest. You know, I'd rather deal with reality than with like a fake happiness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I've said this before. Every time I see a commercial for like an amusement park where they're like, "Hey, we're back open and everything's fun," and you see people wearing like these masks, and it's like there's hand sanitizer everywhere.
You can't scream on roller coasters.
That's right. Social distancing for everyone, and I'm like, no, this is depressing. This is not like, I'd rather you just show the people up there. It's like, hey, man, we know times suck, but we're doing the best we can. I'd rather see that, like a commercial that told you that, or like just them showing an empty crowd. Hey, man, things kind of suck, but dude, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah,
that's the message that I want. Not everything's fine.
Yeah,
fake fans.
And I'm sure we'll get into like what happened with the Celtics. I'm just curious with Ted, like when you guys practiced, like did they pump in crowd noise or was it all mostly music when you guys?
It was all music. Yeah, there was no crowd noise. Never at practice. I don't mind. I don't mind as a viewer of the game, sitting at home watching the game with a little bit of crowd noise or just doing things with sounds that are, you know, kind of just, I know it's fake, but there's something about it just adds a little bit, I think, to the broadcast. If I was at the game, I wouldn't care for it. If I was a player, wouldn't care for it. At home watching TV, I don't mind a little bit of bells and whistles just to, you know, just to kind of help, enjoy the game a little bit more with that kind of stuff. But at the game, don't need it. Don't need it at all.
Well, as far as the games itself, whew.
Oh, my goodness.
It may only be 60 games, but it's going to feel like 600. The Red Sox just straight up vomited on their shoes this weekend. They lost the series against the lowly Baltimore Orioles, dropping 2 of 3. Ryan Weber started yesterday, and much like this season, his appearance was shorter than it should have been. I mean, how's this for a stat line? 3 2/3 innings, 6 earned runs, 2 homers, and 3 walks. I feel bad that the Wallach head at the Green Monster had to watch that in disgust. It was an embarrassment. But by the way, thank you to all our listeners who sent pictures every time it was on TV. Made me laugh every time. That was the second straight day a Red Sox quote-unquote starter barfed up 5 or more runs in less than 6 innings. Well, at least the Red Sox got a real tough team out of the way and don't have to face the New York Mets twice at home before going to the road to play the Mets again, and then the Yankees before the Tampa Bay Rays, because if that were true, if they had to do all of that, which they do, boy, that would be a disaster. Can you mathematically be eliminated in less than 2 weeks?
Well, actually, no team is undefeated right now.
I know. I think there's not a 3-0 team out there.
I think that hasn't happened. I can look that up, but I think that might be something that hasn't happened in a very long time. What scares me,
theoretically, though, I think the answer is Rich is yes. I think you can in 2 weeks. They're playing so many games in a row.
Sorry, since 1954, a team has not started 3-0. So I don't know if that's a product of the game or whatnot, but this was a bad weekend for the Red Sox, and I know we did the bit, I want to crap on the Red Sox. If I may, for 1 second here, it was a 6-4 game yesterday. Okay, they were hitting the baseball. Now, the Orioles were making mistakes all over the place. They bring in some guy named Austin Bryce instead of their closer. In the 9th inning, you bring in your closer to get work, to not give up any more innings. They give up that stupid guy, Bryce, comes in the game, and now it's a 7-4 game. Well, what happens? The Red Sox have a guy get on base right away. So you have a chance to tie the game. But because they didn't bring in their closer in that situation, it made it a 7-4 game. I'm not trying to get all, you know, baseball technical on you, but that's baseball 101. You put your closer in the game to keep it a 6-4 game and have a chance to tie it in the 9th. And, like, that's another reason why to crap on the Red Sox. And sorry, Ron Reneke, I like you, but that was a bad move in a game that you shouldn't lose 2 out of 3 to the Baltimore Orioles. Sorry.
Here's Reneke on all that.
It's always hard. It's always hard. Even though we love our offense, we think we're going to score runs. It's still tough when you get down early. Sometimes you're able to, you know, bounce back right away. And if you can get some early runs, make it close, then all of a sudden the momentum changes. It's a great feeling on the bench, and we know we're going to come back. LeBlanc did a nice job of mixing in pitches and keeping us off balance. And we got the 2 homers off him, but he threw a real good ball game.
Well, listen, good news. Reneke yesterday announced that Josh Osich will start today and Matt Hall tomorrow. And unless your name is Dan Roach, you probably just yelled, who the hell are Josh Osich and Matt Hall? But one somewhat concerning reason for the thin starting rotation, of course, is the situation regarding Eduardo Rodriguez. So as a result of his bout with the coronavirus, this is pretty scary. Eduardo Rodriguez confirmed Sunday that he's battling myocarditis, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly. It's an inflammation of the heart muscle, mostly commonly caused by a viral infection. It could diminish the heart's ability to pump blood. Now, he has been shut down from doing all baseball activities and will be reassessed on Friday, and Erod talked about it yesterday.
What I have is called myocarditis. That's what they call it, and that's what it comes in the MRI, and that's why the doctor told me just take a week, just rest. Don't get your heart, like, too much heart rate and all that, you know, so just rest for a week, and we wait to see the next MRI, what it says, and if it goes away, just go back to work, you know.
That is kind of the scariest thing about this disease. We still don't know how the damage it can do after you get infected, but despite being temporarily shut down, he said that he hasn't given any thought to opting out this season.
I want to be pitching yesterday, the day before, or today, you know. I want to be out there every time that I can, you know, so I never think I'll get out of the season. I feel bad every time I see a game happening. I'm not even on the dugout.
All right, so you can't feel good about this team, and I'm not trying, I mean, 3 games in, but I mean, every game, as I was saying, basically every loss is almost 3 losses when you take a look. It's like 2.5 if you work out the how everything works. But, dude, you just blew it to a team that shouldn't even be called a team. The Orioles are so awful,
And the fact that your next few series are going to be tough as hell, and right now, outside of Nate Eovaldi, you don't have anything going on. Nothing. So how confident can you feel that this team can do anything but give up? I mean, you've got to think that, Joe, in these games that the Red Sox play, you're always taking the over, right? I mean, they're just going to be giving up runs crazy this year.
Yesterday, the total was 11. It was the highest total on the board, and it landed right on 11, 7-4. So, Vegas is dead on. Opening night, again, it went over, and I believe it went over again on, yeah. So you're either over or push at this point. But, you know, the thing that really scares me is every single day they've made some sort of, roster change. They add Zach Goldie to the list. Today, Josh Osish is going to get the start. They've added somebody to their team after every single game. And what really freaked me out yesterday was that they actually talked about players who could be available, and the name Clay Buchholz popped up, and I freaked out. That can't happen, Rich. They cannot bring a guy
I'll take Clay Buchholz out of five of the rotation now.
Buchholz, Andrew Kastner, out. No,
If that's the best you can get, you're telling me that Clay Buchholz wouldn't be better than Josh Osich?
So. Ryan Webster, who had only had 12 starts, who was in the bullpen last year, and when they said that he topped out at 90 miles an hour, I was like, oh, boy. He better be hitting those spots perfectly. You better not be messing up, man.
I don't think we'd ever say, Ryan, it's Weber, Webster. I don't know, but whatever. 90 miles per hour is not going to do it.
Dude, nobody's crapped on Clay Buchholz, I think, more than me. I mean, I've made songs about it.
We bringing Buchholz back? Is that what's going on right now?
But at least for entertainment purposes, you got to bring Buchholz back. Yeah.
Rooting for the storyline, huh?
Where's Dice K?
Dice K. I mean, just so you can hear him bitch about losing 7 pounds on the mound one day because he was sweating so much. Clay Buchholz, you know what? In all seriousness, he can't be worse than what they're throwing out there. He can't be.
No.
So, yeah, give him a shot. I mean, if that's the best that's out there, then why not?
Here's the thing, Rich. You're assuming that the Red Sox want to win this year. And when I look at what they did in game two of this series, Xander Bogaerts was on the bench. You're giving him a day off.
What's up with that?
Are you guys trying to win games?
They pinched him in the ninth. Are they trying to give him a day off for play?
Right.
I don't understand that one.
I was shocked to hear that they didn't put him in the lineup or they didn't start him in that game in game two. And I was
good point.
What are you guys doing? The second game of the season? Yeah, let's rest Xander Bogaerts. Do you guys want to win this? Want to try to win this thing or not?
And their catcher is trying to steal bases and gets picked off. It's weird. Maybe they are trying to tank and just not show it.
That's the feeling I get. I get this kind of very casual way attitude of how they're kind of entering the season, and then some of the moves they made. I think just in the first couple of games, I'm like, I don't know if they're trying to really actually win these games, man. I
mean, all right, we got a break because when we get back right after Joe Murray's headlines, we have to talk about what happened this weekend. Nesson versus 98.5 The Sports Hub. We will get into all the fantastic details that entertained me all weekend long right after Joe Murray with the headlines.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
Then the wrench. Then the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
My only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub is Toucher and Rich. Studio got Mr. Ted Johnson and, of course, Mr. Joe Murray.
And even Joe Murray's sitting there.
Just sitting there. If you go to twitch.tv, I'm sure you can see him right there. And You know, hey, as crappy as the Red Sox were, it was nice to have them back on television. I mean, that's just obviously feeling of normalcy, despite how weird everything was in the stands, the sound and everything. I'll tell you the one part of the broadcast, and this goes for basketball, it goes for baseball, and pretty much any of the live sports that I've seen, the play-by-play and color side of it sound excellent.
Yes,
like, it does. There's no weirdness, and yep. And I know that there was talk about, hey, with, you know, guys like Jerry Remy and Dave O'Brien, yep, and Dennis Eckersley not at the stadium, how weird is that going to be? You would never know.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Seamless. The one thing I was thinking of, Rich, though, is that, you know, those guys can't see maybe where, you know, the players are, you know, with the wide angle, because they zero in on the pitcher and the hitter. So they may not be able to say, hey, there's a shift here. We can see so-and-so's, you know, cheating up, or, you know, where in the radio broadcast, I think they are at the games, and I feel like you get a more accurate picture of that. But regardless, for the most part, you're absolutely right. The TV broadcast was, to me, I thought they were at the stadium. I really did. There was no delay, none of that.
Yeah, and Gorman and Scal did a great job this weekend, too. I got to watch a little bit of them on Saturday afternoon. I mean, it's, you know, Gorman's a pro if anyone's going to make it work. Yep. And he's done Olympic handball before from a studio. I mean, that's a great story, because he said he had no idea the rules or anything about handball. They asked him to do it, so I think he had to cram and had like a week to learn everything that there is to know about handball. And of course he goes on the air and you'd think the guy had watched it for, 100 years. So good for going. But the broadcasts have been great. For the most part, Nesson has been fairly solid. And then there was what happened this weekend. And I've got no beef with Tom Caron. I think Tom Caron does a fine job. He is his job is to present and not really be an opinion guy and do it well. He's kind of like the non-controversial Gary Tanguay of Nesson, I guess. But Tanguay likes to go, of course, you know, off the deep end a few times. But no, Tom Caron, there's really not a lot to not like about him. He seems like an all right guy. But then this weekend, randomly, I see this tweet come
controversy.
Up. Yes, a lot of controversy. And from Tom Caron. And he puts, I'm a at Big Jim Murray. So he's adding him. He goes, I'm a Big Jim Murray fan. But to come on this morning and say he didn't watch any of last night's Red Sox game, the first game played by one of the big four teams in town in the last 4 months, is a joke. And then he puts something that just makes me cringe. Be better, 98.5 The Sports.
Hashtag be better.
I hate that. Oh, be better is one of them. Oh, that's one of the worst. And I don't even get his, like, little things don't tick me off as much as some people, but be better. Oh, cringe.
And Rich, I agree with you. He's a likable guy. He's been a mainstay in this town for years. But, and I'm defending the wall. I'm going to defend the wall for a minute here.
I'm with you, buddy. Let's go.
All right. Listen, you work for the Red Sox, okay? Sorry that the Red Sox haven't been watchable for the last couple of years. All right? Sorry that they beat the worst team in all of baseball and then haven't done crap since. And I don't want to use the Tom Caron analogy here.
Let's get to that real quick. Real quick, before I let you go off, because I have to kind of get like an exchange with you, because a bunch of people just started going after, you know, Tom Caron. Just like, all right, dude, it's Big Jim Murray. This, you know, he's kind of
this is how he's been for a while.
The dude rather go out to eat than watch the game. We all know that. He doesn't have to say
this. This is not a new phenomenon right here.
Right. So Tom Caron started like sniping back at some listeners or some people who are responding. But would love to engage with all of you, but I have a game to watch. For those of you saying you didn't watch the game, fine. You don't have to. I just expect my sports hosts to watch the games. If you want to bitch about it, at least do it after watching them. And he said, for those of you telling me that you are or not watching, you're missing the point. This is about sports hosts paying attention to local teams and having an informed opinion. Ignoring a team, he put the only team not on 98.5, by the way, is the opposite of being informed. So what happens after that is where it gets great, because obviously everyone's going back and forth. But after the Red Sox lost on Saturday, Adam Jones tweeted, Red Sox 0-1 when Mom Karen lectures. And I'm just dead. And then immediately after that, everyone starts replying back to him, calling him Tom Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's all these Photoshops of him with, like, the Karen haircut just bitching about all this. Oh, my God. It just, I mean, it was merciless. If you just look at Tom Karen's mentions, the dude just got absolutely ethered this weekend. And I know he was just trying to be, you know, because in his head, this is the biggest thing ever. Like, it's the biggest thing ever. Mm. And I've said this the whole entire time. Listen, I was glad baseball was coming back. Awesome, great. It's something else on the TV. Dude, I got my eyes on the Bruins right now. The Bruins are about to start in the playoffs and hopefully win a championship. The playoffs are about to start with the Celtics as well. Like, I mean, baseball is just kind of a thing. It's like, cool, all right, fine. But, I mean, if you really want to think about what people are truly jacked about, it's a team that could win a championship within the next 2 months. Like, baseball right now is kind of just like, and the world is so pissed off too at what baseball players have been doing over the last couple of months with the owners and the players going back and forth and bitching and bickering and all this stuff. Meanwhile, you got basketball doing, it seemed to be doing things right. Hockey finally up and running after dragging their feet, but it doesn't matter. They're in Canada, things are going, and in Tom Karen's world, I mean, this is like, this is the biggest news story of the year. This is, I mean, it's Christmas. It's everything rolled up into one. And he couldn't understand, it couldn't fathom that someone just might be like, eh, when it comes to this team, which has no pitching and has no hope of winning any kind of championship. And I just thought it was so great because it was kind of this reality check.
Oh, it's great.
Like, it was like, dude, I know you're in this weird Nessun world bubble where it's like, hey, Red Sox, Red Sox, Red Sox, Red Sox. Really, the amount of enthusiasm for this baseball season ain't that big there, Tom. So, I mean, the fact that he got just destroyed by this lack of awareness was just, it was very funny. As I said, I got nothing personally against the guy, but whoa, was his perception of what people thought about this Red Sox team just completely way out of whack with reality.
I think Rich and Joe, I think what's going on there is it's a little bit deeper. If I had to guess with Tom Karen, it's more about, not about not watching the game. If he wants to criticize Big Jim for, and I love Big Jim, just says it like it is. I mean, he's not going to mince words. It's more about, you know, this is the game I've been following my entire life. This is how I make my living. And it's more about just the overall attitude with a lot of the hosts in this town, and rightfully so, about their just kind of, you know, their attitude towards the game. It's just the popularity of the game is going down, and, you know, guys aren't afraid to say it and call them out and you know, be real about it. And I think guys in that industry, it'd be like me, if everybody's crapping on the game of football and I call football games, or I you know, do pre and post game show, and that maybe my future is being jeopardized by just of this overall attitude about the game, then I could see guys getting a little bit sensitive. To me, it's more about just the overall attitude about just the game and the Red Sox in particular, how the popularity is going down, down, down. And to me, I think he feels a little, that's probably a little bit threatening to him, is my guess.
I think it is deeper than that. I think he works for the flagship. 98.5 The Sports Hub doesn't have the flagship of the Red Sox. Yeah. That might be a little bit of a zing, I think, that there. We can't watch every game. They don't pay us to watch every game. They pay us to entertain. They pay us to discuss. They pay us to do that stuff. And, hey, you can't watch every game. Dude, it was 90 degrees this weekend. Would you rather be out, you know, on doing something down the Cape or hanging out or watching the damn Red Sox game?
Joe, the thing is, though, is that, I mean, there's, I understand kind of what was in the back of his head. There's part of me that, okay, as a fan of Ted, I know you're a fan of this. You're a fan of, obviously, you know, the NFL, but you also, you know, love the Celtics. And I'm a massive fan of the Celtics, and I watch pretty much every game. Like, that's the one team, if there is a conflict, I usually choose Celtics.
Yep,
now, sometimes it kills me because I like watching the Bruins as well, but, you know, if they're going up against each other, most of the time I choose Celtics. So there is part of me that when I hear somebody bitching about, a Celtics game that they didn't watch and they're completely wrong about it, that kind of pisses me off. Mm-hmm. I understand that part of it. But his perception that this was just like the biggest moment of all. I mean, the first
game of all four sports teams are back.
Right, like the invention of the wheel or something. Dude, you're in Nesson land right now. You're in weird-ass Nesson land, and you don't really understand. People got a lot of crap going on right now, too, on top of this.
A lot.
Like, there's some weird stuff. So for you to be like, and I know it's like, it's your job. No. Tom, our job is to keep people tuned in.
That's right.
And sometimes it's not always. And to be quite honest, it's also to read the room a little bit. So he didn't watch it. All right. You know, people probably wanted to talk about it. And to be quite honest, you know, listen, I wouldn't miss the first game of the season. I thought that it was interesting. I want to know how the broadcast is going to be. I want to know how everything's going. I wanted to see the Wallach head more than anything. If you want to be honest, the number one reason I watched that game was to look for that big, goofy-ass, gap-toothed bastard sitting over there in the monster seats to see if they actually put it out there. But my God, Tom Karen, like that was just, and the be better,
Be better at Big Jim. It was better at 98.5
the sports hub, which again, I'll defend the wall. Two things, I just got to get this off my chest quickly. That Friday game, it was good. They hit the baseball well, and it was like, you know what? Yeah. I want to go watch the next day.
Baldy had a nice outing?
No, they did, right? Isn't that what they did? Hey, you do well, we'll watch you the next day.
Right.
You know what happened? We all watched the next day, and it was a load of crap. And to even really go further, I'm glad that none of us had to pay to go to that damn game and watch that crap and spend money on that beer, because that would be even worse. All right? So be better Red Sox on the field. How about that?
If you're Nesson right now, you're worried, and here's why, is that the Red Sox had a week to capture our imagination and to get us to love this team. Because if you blow it after this week, like if this Mets series, which very realistically they can get like shelled over the next week, because if you look at their schedule, it's tough. A lot of Mets, Yankees, Rays, this is not going to be an easy road. If they proceed to suck, goodbye. People are going to write off the Red Sox because you're about to get assaulted with exciting, real games that matter from the Celtics, from the Bruins, and you're going to have people wanting to talk, and as far as like sports talk radio, people talking about what's going to go on with this NFL season. There's a lot of crazy crap going on. I mean, you got Cam Newton in town now.
Today.
So if the Red Sox suck this year, I mean, dude, they just blew a series against a team that shouldn't even be a team. The Orioles are beyond awful, and they blew it. And it doesn't look like things are going to get much better because this pitching rotation is diarrhea. So if they blow it this week, if they completely just crap themselves, that's two scatological references within 30 seconds. But if they do, then it's over. No one's going to care about this team. So if I'm Tom Karen, I'm kind of in panic mode. And maybe that's why he's so upset, because he knew that one game was the one game that people would care about, because everyone knows that things don't seem to get better for this team. But they better start winning a couple games this week, because they are going to be – they're like page 8 in the paper. Come the beginning of the Celtics and the Bruins, which are this weekend. So –
the Revs were better to watch than the Red Sox this weekend. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. I would.
I'm dead serious.
No, the Revs were not better.
They are more entertaining to watch than the Red Sox.
No, Rich.
They were not.
I've watched
every game. They've been more entertaining.
I know you have, because you had money on all. Give me the score of that game.
It was 1-0.
Action packed.
They turned the ball over.
How about the game before, the one that was at 9 a.m.?
I believe that was, it might have been 0-0.
A 0-0 draw, which would be the worst sporting event to attend in history or have to invest time in. A 0-0 soccer draw.
Wasn't that game at like 9:30 in the morning?
Doesn't matter. We won money on the game, and they were more entertaining than the Red Sox. It was. I'm telling you.
All right. 617.
Better than the damn scrimmages the Celtics have been playing.
0985. We will take your calls in just a moment. Right after this.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit, or check us out at Apex Entertainment. RotoRooterEntertainment.com.
RotoRooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at RotoRooter.
RotoRooter.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.